is the new celebrity. Down with all massive and all cool lineup. Them can't get me out. Believe me.
Listen.
All right, everybody, I'm out of here, y'all. DJ DMFO 91.5. My girl Janet is in the house. Slime time. She always calls me Slime Ball, Uncle Slime Ball. I don't know what that means. God, I love this girl. She's wild. Everybody, catch you next week. Don't forget, if you need anything, DJ DMFO 91.5, WMFO DJD @gmail.com. Stay safe, everybody. Love you.
What is up, team? This is Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here today with my friend, Sammy!
Hello!
Get a little closer to the mic.
Hello!
Yes, awesome. What is up, Sammy? We have a really exciting show for you today. What you just heard was Something About Us by Daft Punk. And we've got, oh my god, the playlist is looking really good.
We kind of cooked, not going to lie.
Hey, kind of cooked, not going to lie. Anyway, coming up next, we have Let's Groove by Earth, Wind & Fire. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice. And then after that, just like a special little treat, Holding Out for a Hero.
We got a good line. And that's just the beginning.
And that's just the beginning.
You don't even know.
Exactly. And you might be like, Holding Out for a Hero, oh, surely you're speaking of the song from Shrek 2. I am, but I'm specifically speaking out about the Frou Frou cover from the credits.
Oh, yeah.
So get excited for that. But let's get into it. Let's Groove by Earth, Wind & Fire.
Share the spice of life. he's gotta be strong, and he's gotta be fast, and he's gotta be fresh on the fight. I need a hero. I'm holding out for a hero till the morning light. He's gotta be sure, and it's gotta be soon, and he's gotta be larger than life,
larger than life.
Somewhere after midnight, in my wildest fantasy, somewhere just beyond my reach, there's someone reaching back.
Spits the sea. I would swear that there's someone somewhere watching me. Through the wind and the chill and the rain and the storm and the flood, I can feel his approach like fire in my blood.
Holding Out for a Hero by Fru Fru.
What a tune.
So good. Just like Ash, it's just crazy.
It's just so good.
It's just so good.
It's so good. And they hid it in the credits too.
Exactly.
I put it in the main movie, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Coming up next, okay. We both added a lot of songs to this playlist. The first half is kind of my stuff, and then Sammy really takes it over at the end, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So coming up next, I feel I have to explain myself. Coming up next, we have a song called Frutiger Arrow by Amir the Trash. All one word. Now, you might be like, what is Frutiger Arrow?
Great question. I was asking that.
Okay, well, fantastic question.
I'll put my hand down.
Okay, yes, Sammy. To answer that question, basically Frutiger Arrow is like a very specific aesthetic from like the early 2000s. Okay, I'm talking like imagine the Windows background. Okay, the soft soap, the fish, the clownfish, and the soft soap.
Yes, so facts.
Right?
Windows background.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. CDs.
And then the like iMac, the Mac desktop that were like cubes and like lime green and blue. It's very much that, right?
Silly bands.
Exactly. There's a certain optimism to like maybe nature and technology can get along, you know? And it happened for a very brief time.
Yes. And now we're returning to it, kind of.
And now we're returning to it, kind of. But there's like a very specific sound that goes along with that. And this song really captures it. And then after that, so I was like really hooked on this song. And then I was like, I wonder what other things sound like this. And I looked into it. And then you'll never guess what came up after that.
I was so happy to see it in my list.
This is a song off the Sonic Adventure 2 original soundtrack.
Hell
it's called I'm a Spy, for Security Hall.
Hell yeah. And the cover art is Sonic's beautiful blue face with his lover shadow pressed against his back.
Exactly. And on like a rainbow background. And it's just so good. It's, I think, edging on ska, which is
so fast. So fast.
And then after that, and I think this needs to be a trio, much to the chagrin of listeners everywhere. After that, we're going to have Heart Attack by Demi Lovato.
So good. Ending strong. A perfect trio.
Exactly.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Exactly. We come here to laugh.
Yes.
We come here to laugh.
Yes, yes, yes.
So let's get into it. Frutiger Arrow by Amir the Trash.
Put my love out on the line. Never said yes to the right guy. Never had trouble getting what I want. But when it comes to you, I'm never good enough. When I don't care, I can play them like a Ken doll. Won't wash my hair, then make them bounce like a basketball. But you make me wanna act like a girl. Paint my nails and wear high heels. Yes, you make me so nervous that I just make me glow, but I cover up one.
break a sweat for the other guys. When you come around, I get paralyzed. And every time I try to be myself, it comes out wrong like a cry for help. It's just not fair. Pain's more trouble than love is worth, I guess.
That was Heart Attack by Demi Lovato.
Everyone sit down, because I know you just stood up and jived all your hearts out to
exactly, that. Exactly. And I know that was just really huge for everyone to hear that again for the first time in, what, 10 years?
So true. What a throwback.
Exactly, because he bounces me like a basketball.
I know. So I mean,
and
say less.
I play him like a Kindle.
I mean, yes. I mean, yes.
Well, certainly, yes.
But and yes.
I've heard a little birdie told me that you have a PSA for us, Sammy.
Oh my God. I've actually been dying to talk about this, but you listening, come closer. Lean in. Did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now?
What?
Well, don't worry. They're all called Sammy, I'm in you. Just kidding.
Oh.
Don't worry. They're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. Love those guys. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics.
Yes.
Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are actually what allow you to make yogurt from yogurt.
What?
Meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt,
yes,
from a single container.
Yes, awesome.
Now that's a lot of yogurt. So this actually isn't a PSA about eating more probiotics. It's about making as much yogurt as you possibly can.
Yeah. This is to me the same question as like the never ending stew.
Mm,
do you know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, I love the never ending stew.
And it's just, I asked my mom about it, who famously went to cooking school, and I was like, can you make never ending stew? Mm. She was like, it would be very unhealthy.
Because it would just stick to the pot, I'd imagine.
She was like, well, so my idea of never ending stew, right, is you're eating the stew and you have less stew, you just keep adding to it never endingly, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, surely at some point, like ship of Theseus style, it becomes new stew.
I know.
And she was like, I don't,
she was like,
with a serve safe certification, I can't endorse that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
so
okay.
True.
Okay, good to know.
Ugh.
And speaking of my mother, let's shout out another mother. Shout out to Allison Cooper, Nina McNinch's mother.
Oh,
full name on the radio. Because
Allison Cooper.
They're listening in the car right now.
Oh, my goodness.
And also shout out to Shannon.
Shout out to Shannon.
Shout out to Shannon. Thank you for listening.
Shannon's
and
listening.
I am happy to keep you awake.
Yes.
This
yes,
show
yes.
does nothing else but keep keep the general populace awake.
If not for the vibes, the whiplash between songs.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Exactly. The Sonic soundtrack into Demi Lovato wasn't doing it for you. I don't know what will.
Yes, so true. I would also like to shout out Friends of Big Mama. Thank you for tuning in. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you guys could all be here, and I really appreciate all the support in the chat. Love you guys so much.
Sammy's radio debut. Huge. Yes. Huge. Yes. I can't believe this hasn't happened already.
I know. I have the face for radio, I've been told.
Yeah. And the voice, dare I say.
And the voice.
Not to be presumptuous, but...
Maybe my probiotics career will take off.
Exactly, and exactly. And never-ending yogurt.
Yes, exactly, yes.
I'd also like to shout out my cousin Matthew. What is up, dog?
Matthew.
I saw him for the first time in what I can only imagine is 10 years yesterday. To my surprise, what's up, Matthew? Awesome. He told me that he listens sometimes. Wow, I'm honored. Shout out to Matthew and his 3D printers. We gabbed, because famously, not that I know how to 3D print, but I've been around quite a few.
Oh, yes.
I haven't almost.
I believe you.
For me, like, a 3D printer is like a horse on a farm. Mm. I personally don't have a lot of experience with horses, so when I see a horse on a farm, I'm like, wow, that's a horse. Yeah. This is unusual for me. But it's like you're on a farm, so it's like nothing bad is going to happen probably. And I could just ask someone and figure out how to get on this horse, it's like...
Or like learning an instrument. I see like a piano and I'm like, dang, I do not know how to work that thing at all. And but then I see other people being like, oh, I made a slug.
Yeah,
like it has so many pieces. I don't know. Also, like, you can just like think of a thing and then like make it appear in real life. Like that
very
is
crazy.
That is Yeah, that's beautiful.
Speaking of horses, and I know you're familiar with horses.
Oh, I know my way around a horse.
You know your way around a horse.
Yes.
I the other day was at a baby's birthday party. Okay.
Ooh.
And that baby's birthday party happened at a lavender farm, and on the lavender farm there was a small painted pony named Ziggy.
Ziggy.
What is up? And you know what? Shout out Ziggy.
Shout out Ziggy. Was Ziggy just in the field or was
he
like
he was
contained?
In like a pen.
Wow.
Yeah. And
was he was a part of the celebration?
No, he was just hanging out. He just lived there. And his nose was so soft.
That's so awesome. Did you know that what makes a paint horse a paint horse? You can have a horse that looks completely like brown or like all one color.
Yeah.
But as long as it has some kind of pattern on its stomach, that's technically what makes it a paint.
Interesting. I did not know
that. So my mom has a horse that looks like a bay, which is just like a chestnut horse.
Yeah.
But he's technically a paint because he has one tiny little white spot on his stomach.
Oh, what a special guy.
I know. Bubbles. Shout out Bubbles.
Oh my gosh, Bubbles.
Bubbles, yeah.
I'm familiar with Bubbles.
You're familiar with Bubbles.
Bubbles is like my in-law horse.
I feel like you guys would get along.
You know, people say that often about me and horses for some reason.
I feel like, but you don't say that about yourself.
No, I wouldn't say so because, like, I just don't have a lot of horse
force
experience.
On you.
Yes, yeah.
Horse experience.
But I've really come to terms with the fact, especially after meeting multiple small ponies, that I think if I were an animal that wasn't like cat, dog, I would be a small pony.
Yeah,
they've really got a tude to them that I think is
awesome.
There's a kindred spirit. Mm-hmm. In a horse.
People in the horse world say if a horse is like closer to the ground, it's closer to HG double hockey sticks. I don't know if
and
I'm allowed
famously,
to say that on the radio.
People have said that about me.
That's exactly why I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, people have said that about me. Which is like, hey, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, yes, we can say no.
Well, I actually don't know.
Okay, never mind. I take it back.
We'll do it one time.
Okay, and awesome.
Yeah, you'll get one later.
One.
And then
it's like a PG-13 movie.
Exactly.
We can drop the F-bomb once over this entire hour.
Exactly, exactly. Coming up next, we have a set of K-pop. Returning to my roots.
Yes.
And now, Sammy, you watched K-pop Demon Hunters.
I watched K-pop Demon Hunters, and then the next day I woke up and I said, I really want to watch K-pop Demon Hunters again. So I watched it twice in 2 days.
Awesome.
And then about 3 weeks ago, I watched it again.
Awesome.
I think I might watch it again tonight, because it is
a
really good movie.
It's freaking good.
It's really
I'm realizing
good.
Now we actually don't have any of the soundtrack on the playlist, so maybe we need to change that.
Oh, this is what it sounds like.
This
Spoiler.
Is what it sounds like. Literally. So coming up next, we have... So Sammy famously texted me and was like, can you make me a playlist of K-pop?
Yes.
And I was like, of course I can do that, because K-pop is not necessarily something I'd advise getting into alone.
Mm-hmm. So true. I would also like to amend that anecdote and say I actually didn't ask you to make me a playlist.
Oh, that's right. I did it anyway.
Yes. That's what I love. That was just such a sweet gesture that I just texted Janie and I was like, oh, I know Janie loves K-pop. I literally just texted her. I watched K-pop Demon Hunters and it was really, really good. I want to get into K-pop.
Yeah.
And then not like 3 hours later, Janie texts me this like gloriously detailed K-pop playlist that is just like Sammy's K-pop list, and it's so, so good.
What can I say?
But
no, that anyway, you sent that to me and I was like, this is my moment. This is my moment to shine.
But there's no one else I'd rather have to take that dive. But it is so like, I agree with like, I wouldn't have known where to start in K-pop.
Exactly.
I hadn't had you.
It is truly, it's a deep, deep world full of mystery and evil and some good music.
Yes. I so agree.
Exactly. So that playlist I made for you, I did my best to balance the scales of like classics that you need to know and then like some fun stuff that I personally think is really good. And coming up, we have like a blend of that. Coming up next, we have Heart Attack by EXO. And you might be like, Janie, did that come up when you looked up Heart Attack by Demi Lovato? Yes, it did.
Well,
but funnily enough, the first, like the intro to Heart Attack is very Frutiger Arrow. And when you listen to it, you'll hear it. If you're a real Frutiger Arrow head. After that, we have Honey by Kara. And Kara is like, they're like, okay, so K-pop is sorted into generations, right? So
yes, I learned this on my deep dive.
Yes, perfect.
Yes.
So fifth generation is what we're on right now.
Okay.
We're talking like Illit, if you guys have heard of that, the magnetic song is like, the whole song is just like,
I don't
literally
know
it's like that. But like Cat's Eye, that's fifth generation, right? Okay. Fourth generation is, we're talking like, Stray Kids, ITZY, kind of these, like, I would say these people are now in like their mid 20s.
Okay.
This is also
second generation.
That's third generation.
Okay, cool.
That's fourth. That's fourth. Okay. You're right. That's fourth. Yeah. Okay. And then third is BTS.
Okay.
BTS, EXO, Twice.
Aespa
is fourth.
Okay.
And Blackpink is third with BTS.
Jenny.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, like Jenny.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Have you been seeing those videos from the Blackpink tour?
Yes. I saw one.
And it's them just like standing there and like.
Yeah. And I'm
frat flicking.
Yes. I catch. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and then it's really fall funny for it every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then second generation. Okay. That's where Kara is.
Okay.
So low key, like, those are the girls. Okay.
Got it.
And first generation, we're talking like 90s, like just to give you like a scale of time period.
Yes, I did feel a 90s vibe from Parts of the Blues that you gave me.
Yes, really, yes, there is. I'm a real sucker for like early 2000s K-pop.
Yeah.
Because it has like a real, there's just something about it.
Yeah, something, it's like, it has like, I don't know, like obviously like American 90s,
yes,
like
NSYNC, yes, yes,
vibe. Like the
absolutely.
That was just the intro to.
Yes, perfect.
Song.
Yes.
But like it has that like,
yes,
how
it
that
does
drum goes. Like, yeah, I love like, how some K-pop, I was like, oh my God.
Whoa. The interesting thing about K-pop and like American pop is that I would say, especially nowadays, at least half of K-pop is produced by American producers.
Interesting.
So it's like a very direct cultural export.
Okay.
So it's like export, import, all back and forth, you know? But like, especially in the 90s, like K-pop was very directly influenced by MTV.
Okay.
So that you're getting a lot of like hip-hop
and
a lot of that.
The slicky hair.
Exactly. Getting a lot of that culture, specifically, obviously, Black American culture. Mm-hmm. Korean people love to culturally appropriate, so that was a big part of it, unfortunately. But it made really good music, because Black people make really good music.
I know. That is, I acknowledge,
it's,
I unfortunately will bump to it.
Yes. But that's all to say.
Yes.
That's all to say. Just my woke interlude.
Yes.
That's all to say. Coming up next, we have Heart Attack by EXO, Honey by Kara, and then a slight shift into a newer song, Oh My by 17. This is a song of the summer every summer, I would say.
Yes.
It came out and I was like, I think they've diluted summer into an ingestible song.
Perfect.
And then after that, we have Come Over by LaSarafem.
Yes.
Which you added to the playlist, which I'm really glad that you added to the playlist.
Because that was one of the bangers from the playlist that Janie made me. And it's so good.
It's
really good.
It serves very gap ad, partly because famously, Come Over is produced by the producers that work with Jungle.
No way.
Yes. And
that's
actually
so cool.
One of the most popular kind of K-pop scandals nowadays, besides dating ones, is plagiarism scandals.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, they plagiarized.
Got it.
And
like
people,
for just the songs or for like
for everything. Songs, choreo, music, visuals, yeah. Everything. Literally everything.
Choreo.
Totally. The choreo. Yeah. Yeah, but people were like, oh my God, Le Sserafim like plagiarized Jungle. And they were like, okay. So if you look at the producers.
If you think about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Critical thinking is not really a thing that people like to do.
No, I love pointing fingers and getting upset.
Exactly. But you know what? On that note, let's point some fingers at the music. Let's get into the music.
Yes, let's point our fingers and then point down. And
exactly.
Then up
and
really
down
quickly,
and up.
And then
exactly.
Down
to
and
the
frat
beat.
Flick.
To the
yes.
beat. Exactly. That's mm-hmm. what we're going for. All right. Heart Attack by EXO.
Haru Tech, 나의 밤은 딥딥 켜져 있는 TV 시끄럽지 내 맘처럼 넌 대체 어떠한 이유로
내 맘을 갖다 켰다 내 멋대로인지
그게 싫다는 게 아니고 혹시 네가 너무
피곤할까봐 걱정돼서 그렇지
미노하고 너는 마치지도 위험한 소모 yeah, 너는 여태 내가 느껴봤던 쓸쓸함의 온전 네 생각에 잠 못 자다가 보면 오전 yeah.
이런 나는 어쩌나 너는 봐도 네가 나 생각나 너는 내게 유일한 어쩌나
난 어쩌나 어쩌나
그대로 어쩌나 너 때문에 난 이제 어쩌나 배고픈 매일 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 네가 좋아
하루가 멀다 하고 네가 좋아져라 내가 성격이 덜렁대고 좀 몰랐어 그치만 널 위해선 절대로 안 몰랐어 같이 부르지 않고 노래 하나씩 기쁨을 나눴긴 네 사이가 좋네 내 눈에 스케치 위에 맨 널 그려 아무튼 난 네가 그냥 좋아 아까부터 같은 말 계속해서 미안해 그치만 이게 다야
그 어려운 말 다 해봐도 내 진심을 잃게
너를 봐도 네가 더 생각나 이 모든 게 꿈이면 난 정말 난 어쩌나 어쩌나
그대를 어쩌나 너 때문에 난 이제 어쩌나
배고픈 매일 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 네가 좋은 걸 어쩌나
그대는 어떤가 나 때문에 잠들기 힘들까
Hello. That was
a banger.
Come Over by La Seraphim, and also a banger. Mm-hmm. So true. Also, hey, if you're just tuning in, this is WMFO Medford Tuss Reform Radio. I'm Janie.
I'm Sammy.
And we're here together to just show you what we've been listening to,
yeah,
really.
Just come. Imagine you're sitting here in the studio with us.
Yes.
And we're just having a great time.
Exactly. Because that's literally what we're doing.
Listening to every song I've ever liked.
Exactly. So. Listening to, hey, every song I've ever
every
liked.
Every single
And
thing.
That's exactly what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. We just listened to kind of just like a set of K-pop. Awesome. Love. Mm-hmm. And I think now is... What better time, if not now, to talk about the fact that I've been going crazy on collecting CDs.
Yes.
I've enlarged my collection rapidly, mm-hmm, because I finally got a good CD player.
Yes.
I got a CD player that also does radio, obviously, from Cambridge Antique Market.
Sweet.
For $30.
Sweet.
And
describe the shape.
Shape is, like, I would say... Was it called like an arc of a circle, a sector of a circle?
A half circle?
It's like you have a circle moon? And you take a wedge out of the circle.
Yeah, circle wedge.
We're working with like an obtuse angle of wedge.
Okay, cool.
And it's got two, like the front has like two round speaker things that look like kind of like eyeballs.
Sweet.
And you put the CD in the top, and it's got a little antenna that you can like pull out or put in.
Epic.
Awesome.
Sweet.
I'm trying to figure out the correlation between how the antenna tunes the radio. Like, is it supposed to, how do
aesthetic?
I get it to catch the radio?
Yeah, very, very, I know.
I don't really understand.
I reckon that would be if you're in like the woods or something.
Right.
Or like if you're, because like I feel like you're not going to need that much pickup.
Exactly,
anywhere
right.
Around here.
So I'm lifting it, I'm moving it, seeing what works. I don't really know. Yeah.
Sweet. Does the sound quality good?
The sound quality is freaking awesome.
Sweet.
It's so good. And I just came home to my Best of Sade CD.
Awesome.
And
so good.
I think I shed a tear. I listened to it last night. It's so awesome.
So
and I good. And then I just saw a TikTok about how there's no situation in which Sade is not appropriate. And I don't know how much I agree with that, because I do think there are situations in which Sade is maybe inappropriate.
For you, maybe not, but...
I would say, personally, I think I can make it work, but
yeah.
I would imagine not everyone could.
Yes, your version of depressed is like
Sade.
Still 150
is it
BPM. Yeah,
exactly.
Where have you been getting your CDs?
Okay, thank you for asking me.
You're welcome.
I don't know if you could like tell that I wanted to be asked.
I know,
question,
please. I really want to,
Yeah, so... Funnily enough, I live in Davis, and in between Davis and Ball Square, there is a small record store called Stereo Jacks.
Ooh.
And I went in there thinking, probably not going to be a lot of CDs, probably records. It's half CDs in there.
Awesome.
I don't know if the guy who checked me out is Jack. I'll have to ask him next time.
Cool.
But I got a few CDs there. They have a really great jazz and rock collection.
Mm.
A lot of blues.
Awesome. How much... are each of the CDs that aren't like the more like modern stuff? Because I've seen like $15-$20
on average,
CDs
like mostly. $2.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
Bad news for me, because I'm
yes,
gonna have to
exactly.
go there.
I went in there and said uh-oh, because I think I bought he has like the main CD collection out, and then underneath there's boxes of CDs that are all only $2.
Right.
I think I got four CDs, paid like $15.
So sick.
I got Fleetwood Mac, Greatest Hits.
Awesome.
Yes,
Gotta have that.
I've got an Ella Fitzgerald CD.
Ooh.
I got a John Coltrane CD.
Ooh.
And I got, I forget what the last one was.
Sweet.
But yeah, and then the other best place to get CDs, eBay. Because people be reselling stuff for anything.
Yes, I'm jonesing for two things.
Yes.
For anyone listening,
yes.
You know, I'll be moving to London
mm-hmm.
at the beginning of September. Very sad, mm-hmm. too, but also
because
excited.
Someone here is an artist.
I'm going to grad school to be an artist for the sixth year in a row.
Yes!
But,
dude, also, let me just say, the biggest congrats in the entire world.
Aw, thanks.
I knew you would do it.
Thanks.
It was no one surprised. But everyone is so happy for you, and I'm so, so happy for you.
Thanks. Love does not get abandoned if you go somewhere else. It just expands and gets bigger. That's kind
literally,
of my,
amen.
Like, yeah, amen.
Oh,
so I'm
man.
Really sad. This has been, like, the best summer ever, and I'm really sad to leave. everybody listening, I love you, even if I haven't met you yet. But yeah, very excited. Thank you very much.
Yes.
But my two things that I'm like,
yes,
holding on emotionally for the move is the things that I can buy when I'm there. And I really want to get a wall-mounted CD player, like the one Henry has.
Yum.
I really like them. You just click them on. And I'm jonesing to go on eBay for a Kimya Dawson CD because I want to have that sweet, sweet folky vibe.
Yes.
Nice, like CD player when you come in.
Exactly.
Something
nice. This is the thing I've been struggling
eBay has
with.
Been good.
I've been picking CDs based on what I like, which is fine. But when you have a room and you have a CD player for the room, you need room CDs.
Yes, you need like an ambient. That's exactly what my Kimya Dawson CD is going to be. It's like my ambient chill vibe.
I just ordered Spring Came Rainfall by Club 8, which as my listeners know, I've been up
bumping.
And that's Club 8. Perfect room.
Perfect
room albums.
Yes.
And the CD comes with four additional digital tracks.
Fantastic.
Which is awesome.
How do digital tracks work?
I don't know. It just says digital track on it. And I was like, okay, cool. But it's basically like bonus tracks are not on the digital version, which is confusing why they're called digital tracks. I don't really know.
Cool.
But that was also from the eBay listing, so who knows what they're actually called.
Yeah. Who knows what you'll get in the mail.
Exactly. And I'm just putting this out into the world in case anyone has an Emotion Deluxe Expanded Edition by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh,
CD.
I'm so glad you love Carly Rae Jepsen now.
Carly
Rae
Jepsen?
She needs you.
Did you see that it was the 10th anniversary of Emotion and she performed the entire album?
I saw that. I saw clips of that. Yes.
Girl, I'm gonna cry.
Dude, like, okay, we might have to make some last minute adjustments.
We will.
We got to keep some emotion up there.
No, literally, I've been, and it's not often that I'm listening to an album. I just press play on the album. I'm just listening to the whole album, no shuffle, just straight.
Literally,
through.
It's a no shuffle album.
It's a no shuffle album.
Like,
you can't.
It's a no shuffle,
this
no
is the
skip.
Story.
It's
the
so
story.
Good.
And then I'm like listening to it, like starting off.
Turn the lights right now.
Literally. We're starting with that. Oh my god, I'm losing my mind. Right. Literally, perfect. And then when we get to your type,
yes.
Oh, girl.
Yes. Yes.
I'm blowing your type. Up the function. I'm blowing up the function. There's a single tear running down my cheek. Like, what? It's the best song in the world. Maybe.
I so agree. There are some things that my love language is knowing what I know. So I do this with my older.